Well, no surprise here. Funny people in Queensland, none funnier in a not very funny way than this vauntingly ambitious and some would say totally untrustworthy Deputy Premier Sini. You know the story of the Toowoomba Airport? It was code assessed, not impact assessed. That is, you don't worry about the public if it's code assessed, just goes ahead. No community involvement, no noise impact statement, no environmental impact statement. Well, you know all that. But if it had been impact assessed, there would have had to have been long and deliberative input on what the impact of the airport would be. And I understand that no airport anywhere in the world has been built without being impact assessed. But of course, dear old Queensland and Wagner and Antonio in Toowoomba, they're a law unto themselves, or they think they are. But anyway, for now, because more of them later. Back to Sini, who thinks this Toowoomba Airport thing is fantastic and it's all done above board and it's all legal. It's just that Baldwin's Sand, Gravel and Concrete have applied to relocate their Burnett Highway concrete plant to an industrial estate on the Monto Street that Mr. Double Standards Sini calls home. Neighbours were invited to voice their concerns, but the development has been code assessed, not impact assessed, under the planning scheme for Monto Shire. This means it will require no environmental impact statement and there'll be no right to appeal the council decision. Who's gone off his head? Oh, you guessed it, Mr. Sini. In a letter to the Chief Executive Officer of the Council, Mark Pitt, Mr. Sini said, "I believe it is beyond reasonable doubt that the proposed concrete batching plant will create noise and dust nuisances, and it's extremely unlikely that conditions can be imposed to protect the amenity of nearby residential users. I believe the Council should refuse the development application." There you are. Karma Sini. What a hypocrite. It's okay for the Toowoomba people at Wellcamp, living on top of a massive airport, which Sini thinks is fantastic. What's okay for them is not okay for Sini in Monto. Surely the public of Queensland are going to boot these people out, and it doesn't much matter who replaces them.